back to Practicing Catholic. Patrick Conley, glad to be with you again, along with Tammy Berthume, our producer, and Paul Sadek, our technical producer, coming to you through the relevant Radio 1330 AM studios in Golden Valley. Well, as we were just hearing, rise up, O men of God, have done with lesser things. Give heart and soul and mind and strength to serve the King of Kings. You know, this early 20th century hymn still stirs the soul some 100 years later. Of course, in our day, guys are still asking the questions. What does it mean to be a man of God? How can I learn more about it? What's the next right challenge? Where can I find support, encouragement, and accountability along the way? Well, here with at least the beginnings of some answers and to talk about the upcoming North Suburban Catholic Watchman Retreat are Chuck Sylvester and Greg Hughes. Chuck, Greg, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hey. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Great to have you both on the program. Thanks so much. So, as I understand it, the theme of the upcoming Catholic Watchman Retreat is, what does it mean to be a man of God? So, let me just pitch the question to you. Chuck, we'll start with you. What does it mean to be a man of God?
Well, as I look around at current circumstances, I love to think about what Corrie Ten Boom would share. She said, look around and be distressed, look within and be depressed, look at Jesus and be at rest. And when I think about what it takes to be a man of God, there's a lot of distressing and depressing things going on right now. And I'm hearing many of Christians that are really struggling, and particularly men of God. So for me, it's what does it take to refocus our lives on the important things of life? Because there are certainly plenty of challenges. And so for me, it's refocus.
Yeah, yeah. Amen to that. How about you, Greg? What does it mean to be a man of God?
I guess I was drawn to Jeremiah 29:13, where it says that you'll seek me and you'll find me when you seek me with all your heart. And I think there's just that the need for men, and I think we can go about, you know, there's so many things we practice and we do and we try to perfect in our life. And for some reason, when it comes to our Christian faith, we don't put that same emphasis on it. And what I see in this scripture is just that need to come before the Lord. You know, it's all his grace. There's nothing I can really do, but I can dispose myself to his graces and say, you know, I am here, and I need your help, because without God's intervention and the Holy Spirit in our lives, you know, we're not going to get the traction that we need. But just having that open disposition to receive from the Lord and to ask, and, you know, in essence, be seeking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, great answers from you both. Thank you for that. But I'm assuming that there'll be more of this and in-depth and some practical suggestions and everything at the upcoming Catholic Watchman Retreat. Chuck, before we go any further, why don't you give us the details about this upcoming retreat?
Sure. This retreat has been something that the Church of St. Paul has been doing for a number of years. I've been involved for 13 years, and I know it was going on for many, many years prior to that. And we are meeting at the Franciscan Retreat Center in Prior Lake the weekend of February 18th through the 20th. That's Friday night, all day Saturday, and we'll be done by noon on Sunday. What we've tried to do is structure a retreat that gives men a lot of different opportunities. So, for example, we're offering evening prayer on Friday night and Saturday night. We offer the rosary for those that appreciate that devotion. We have Mass both Saturday morning and Sunday morning. We have confession time Saturday afternoon. And, of course, our talks. We have three talks, one on Friday night, one on Saturday morning, one on Saturday night. And we even block out a large chunk of time because we know men are stressed and tired. And we have blocked out rest and relaxation time on Saturday afternoon in the middle of everything. And we also offer plenty of opportunities for praise, worship, small group sharing. So it's a retreat that offers a lot of things for men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like it. Now, Greg, it looks like you're going to be giving one of those presentations as well. What's going to be the focus of your talk?
My focus is on just how we are always under this spiritual attack, and Satan wants to rob us of our masculinity, He wants us, you know, to look at ourselves as failures and unable to, you know, really serve and to follow God. So I just find that he keeps, you know, reminding me of things that I've done in the past where, you know, I've fallen and I've slipped away. But he's always there with that encouragement and calling me back. So my talk is really trying to encourage the guys to try to identify where are those areas of sin in my life, that I do slip away, trying to be aware of that, and then to empower them to realize that, you know, God's love goes beyond all of that. So God is constantly pursuing me as a man. He wants me. He wants to be in relationship with me. So just encouraging the guys, you know, don't give up, you know, don't turn back, just, you know, keep going forward, get on your knees, go to confession if you have to, but get back up and keep moving forward in the faith, because Satan doesn't want us to, but the Holy Spirit is empowering us to allow us to grow in our walk with the Lord.
Right. Satan doesn't want us to. And I think another thing that Satan doesn't want us to do as men, as Catholic men, as Christian men, followers of Jesus, that he doesn't want us to get together. So, Greg, let me ask you first, why do you think it's so important for men to get together for an event such as this?
I think there's just so many ways. You know, we need other men to hear, you know, where they're at, to realize, okay, other men are struggling too. And hopefully, you know, you find that opportunity where you start developing a relationship, maybe with a single man or a couple men, where you can really get together and have that ongoing accountability. So this allows those relationships to start growing and forming if a man doesn't have it in their lives today. So I think it's a great way just to get on the same page with your brothers, to be able to pray with each other, accept each other, where each other are at, but most of all, just start forming relationships. We need relationships with other men.
Mm-hmm. And Chuck, you said that this is a retreat that you've been doing now at Church of St. Paul in Ham Lake there for a number of years. What kind of fruits have you seen coming out of this retreat for the men at St. Paul?
Oh, guys walk away renewed. We have seen men be open and honest about the struggles for perhaps one of the first times in their lives around other men. There is a time of renewal and refreshment and repentance and reconciliation and a chance to really praise and worship God. It's been awesome.
That's good. I mean, I'm absolutely certain that there's a lot of great things to be gleaned from such a retreat such as this. Well, Chuck, let me ask you this too. How does something like this, a retreat like this, how does it really help men in terms of confronting some of the issues that they're facing in their lives as men, as husbands, as fathers, as men in society today? What does a retreat like this do for them?
I think the main reason that we have laymen giving this talk for this retreat is I prayed about this, and I said, well, yes, we've gotten some great teaching from deacons and priests, but there is something about hearing another man of God who you know is striving to be everything God has called him to be, talk about, as Greg mentioned, his struggles, but also his successes. And it challenges us. Steel sharpens steel. And so for me, this retreat allows us to get together. And I think of an example that happened personally for me. I remember I was dealing with something, and I heard this voice in my head saying, you know, you can't be a leader at all because you did this thing. And for a moment, I started to doubt it. And I said, no, wait a minute. This is not a secret. I've told that man, and I've told that man, and that told that man. Get off my back. I am going to keep pressing on.
Mm-hmm. Greg, let me ask you, what would you say to somebody who's kind of sitting on the fence and not sure that whether or not they want to take the risk and you know, and be part of this retreat? What would you say to them to encourage them to come?
I think just allowing God to give God that opportunity to work in their life, just to you know, not to be afraid. I think a lot of times men are afraid. They don't want to be vulnerable, open up and share things. And especially if you talk about anything like that, we're going to have small groups that there's that fear. But I would encourage them, just to take that step. And I also encourage our other men just to invite, men to come along, because it seems like that personal invite is so important. So if you're coming up alongside a brother and you're saying, I'm going to go with you, you know, let's go do this, I think that also helps them. So it just be encouraging them that there's nothing that they're going to have to do or, you know, be put on the spot, but just to come and grow in their faith in the Lord and try to get to know some other men.
Mm-hmm. And I think you said a key thing there too, Greg, is that, maybe the best thing we can say to somebody who's thinking about going is, hey, I will be there, or I will go with you, or come with me, or something like that. That there's already this sense that, you know, I am there as a fellow member of the body of Christ to uphold you and support you and to encourage you. And, hey, I'd really love for you to do the same thing for me. All right. Yeah, well, let's,
I need it as well. So
exactly.
You know, we're going there together. So,
yeah. Right. Right, exactly. All right, Chuck, so where can guys find out more about this retreat, and where can they sign up?
All right, registrations will continue through February 3rd. The simplest way is to go to our website, Church of St. Paul, saint is spelled out, S-A-I-N-T, .com/men's-retreat.
All right.
So I'll say that again, churchofstpaul.com/men's-retreat.
Wonderful. And it's February 18th through the 20th at the Franciscan Retreat Center in Prior Lake. And again, registration up through the 3rd of February. Chuck, I should ask too, is there a cost to this retreat? What is the cost of this retreat?
The cost of the retreat is $170 for the meal and lodging, all expenses included.
And that's not so bad for a weekend, and especially come away, as you said, renewed and refreshed and ready to walk the next few steps with our Lord. Wonderful. Well, Chuck Sylvester, Greg Hughes, we're so grateful that you joined us here on Practicing Catholic. God bless you in this retreat, and I hope that all goes well.
God bless you.
Thank you for your time. Yes. Encourage men to look it up and come and join us.
Absolutely. Yes. Thanks, guys. That website again is Church of St. Paul, S-A-I-N-T, so it's spelled out, churchofstpaul.com. It's right there on their front page, but if you want to go directly to the page, it's /men's-retreat there. All right. Paul and I will return after this with some events aimed at helping you live out and deepen your Catholic faith. We'll be right back.